Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, September 23rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak to our good friend, CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, will be with us. Looking forward to that. But I cannot think of a better way to start off the week here at Midday Magazine, talking to some of our favorite people. My second home, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We are talking with the opening show of the 24-25 season, kicking off 50 years of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Drinking Habits. We're here today with the opening show with the cast of Drinking Habits. We're going to talk to some of the actors, give you a little bit of an idea of what the show is like, and tell you how you can get tickets and support local theater. I want to start off this segment, as I'm going to throughout the season, reminding our audience here in Wisconsin that Wisconsin this year finished last in the arts when it came to funding the arts. Out of all 50 states in the union, Wisconsin came in last. Now, I am a transplant, but I have learned one thing living half my life in Wisconsin. Wisconsinites are proud of being from Wisconsin. Wisconsinites are proud of Wisconsin. Show your pride, everybody, and support the arts. Let's make it so the next time they do this survey, Wisconsin is in the top 10 of funding the arts, supporting the arts. Got a lot of great artists in this state. We want to support them, and we got some of them with us right now. Let's dive right in. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves first, and then we'll get into a bit of a synopsis of the show, and you can tell me a little bit about your characters. And we're going to go ahead and just do this chronicle. We'll just go right down the aisle here like this. So go ahead and jump right up to the mic, and just like it's the stage, go ahead and hit it and give us the name of your who you're playing and your name and who you're playing.
So
and do it better than I just gave you the introduction.
Sure. Okay,
there. I messed up the intro, so you will sound great.
Alrighty. Well, my name is Evelyn, and I'm 18 years old. I'm going to be playing the role of Sister Mary Catherine for this show.
Evelyn, thank you so much. Great job. And you set the bar. Now you guys got the bar set and everything.
I'm Wesley. I'm playing the role of George the Groundskeeper.
Wes, I love your voice, Wesley. Every time you're in here, man, I don't look at you, and you've got such a wonderful sounding voice. You've grown into that voice so well, too, man. It sounds great.
My name's Enrico, and I'll be playing the voice of Father Chenille in this play.
Excellent. Enrico, thank you very much for being here, man. Yeah. And wonderful voice, too, on you. Dang, man. You guys, somebody's going to take my job here pretty quickly. You, young lady, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself.
I'm Linda Garski, and I will be playing Sister Augusta.
Good to see you, as always, Linda.
I'm Jennifer. I'm brand new at this, and I'm playing Sister Filomena.
Excellent. Oh, well, thank you very much for being here, Jennifer. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for the time. Thank you, all of you, not only for being here, but for putting the time in that you did in rehearsals and all the things that you have done, taking time out of your day to be on that stage and entertain our community. I greatly appreciate every single one of you for doing that. I want to get into a synopsis of the show, and I'm going to put Linda on the spot. I mean, ask Linda about this. I should journalistically mentioned that the De Niro to my Scorsese is Miss Linda Garski, not only the best laugh that you're going to hear at WRCT, but one of my favorite people ever. So I journalistically, I feel like I should mention that, Linda, just so the audience knows that ahead of time that I am biased about you. But I do appreciate you taking the initiative here. For the audience that doesn't know what Drinking Habits is, can we give them a little bit of a synopsis of the show?
Sure can. Drinking Habits is about a small cloister of nuns. In fact, there's only three that are trying to stay afloat. The church is talking about making cuts to any inconsequential groups. So the girls have been making wine out of the grapes that they originally planted to make grape juice, and they've been making wine and selling it in their local town. Well, somebody entered it in a contest, which they won, and now two reporters are coming around trying to figure out who won that $500,000 prize, and could it possibly be this little group of nuns? If you like Carol Burnett skits, you'll like this play. It's hilarious. There is nothing in it that should offend anybody of any religion, but it's really, really funny.
Well done. Nicely done. That's a perfect synopsis. And we've all been there. We've all been in this situation before. You're a nun. You're trying to... No. it's such a fun, like, it's such a fun play that has so much relatability to it, where it's not necessarily something that a lot of us have maybe walked this life or anything like that. But that's one of the things that I think has made it so popular for so many years. It's also a farce, and we love farces. These tend to be really fun shows, not only for the audience, but obviously for the actors. And I think that part is just as important as it is for the audience, the actors having fun, the actors enjoying themselves. That only is going to be it's contagious. It's no different than if you watch a movie and you're seeing a show or something and somebody laughs. What happens? More people laugh in the theater. If the actors on stage are enjoying themselves, more times than not, the audience will. This is a fun show, and I'm curious how the rehearsal process went. We'll get into some of that. But now that we have a little bit of a synopsis and you've given us the names of your characters, can you tell us a little bit about your characters? And Evelyn, again, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to put you up first, Evelyn. I apologize. But next time when you're in here, you're going to sit over there. I bet. Okay, you're going to sit on the other side or something. But thank you, Evelyn, for kicking this off.
All right. So Sister Mary Catherine is a new nun to the convent, and she's kind of got a little secret that's been weighing her down. She's really guilty about it, and...
Cool. That's pretty good right there.
I'm trying to keep it kind of...
Yes, I'm trying to help. So
I'm not trying to spoil anything.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. I think that was a pretty well done.
There's a romance.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
all right.
That's fun.
Got to add that. Very cool.
She's as sweet as she sounds.
Oh.
Wesley, can you tell us a little about your character?
George, the groundkeeper, he's been a groundskeeper his entire life. You know, he's a very simple, faithful man, you know. And so he, in the situation that the monastery comes in, he does his best. He does what he's told and tries to help.
Yeah.
You know, simple, hardworking man.
Right on. Well said. Nice job. Enrico, can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Sure. I'm playing Father Chenille. He's the priest, the head priest of the convent that's there, but he's oblivious to everything that is going on. So it's pretty funny. I try not to give too much away, but definitely come out, check it out, and you're going to have a good laugh, especially with all the characters.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Linda.
I am playing Sister Augusta, who is something of a pistol, I would call her. She's kind of the Lucy to Philomena's Ethel. We've discussed this before. And it generally, if somebody's going to start some trouble, it's going to be Augusta.
It's nice to see that they don't type you, Linda.
It's really nice. I'm so soft-spoken normally.
Thank you. That was great. Jennifer, can you tell us a little about your character?
Well, I'm playing Sister Philomena. And I am just Sister Augusta's sidekick. I'm right there to support her and all her little antics.
Right on. Well done. And Jennifer, I'm going to stay with you for a second if you don't mind, because now I'd like to do a little bit of a survey. How many of you, this is your first show with WRCT? Raise your hands here and everything. And I know this is an audio medium, everybody. I'll work with the audience in a second to let you know what hands were raised. I'd like to go to you two, if you don't mind, and find out what brought you to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and made you want to try out for the show. Jennifer, if you don't mind kicking that off.
Sure. I have always supported the theater and gone to many of the shows and so totally enjoyed it. And a friend of mine has been part of the community of the theater, and he was just encouraging me to try out. And so I just jumped out of my little security thing here and gave it a whirl. And then John offered me a part, and I was very surprised.
And we're very happy that you accepted that role. We're happy that your friend encouraged you to do that. And I'm very proud of you for jumping out of that comfort zone and doing this. Good on you.
Thank you.
I really do mean that. It's great. Really cool to see. Good on you. And thank you again for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.
Enrico, you raised your hand. This is your first show with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. What made you want to come down?
Well, 20-some years ago, I used to be big in the theater with advanced and things like that. But then I joined the military, so I was, you know, all over the world. Couldn't really get back into it. And now that I recently got out, me and my wife discussed it. And, you know, this wasn't originally in our docket to actually audition for this play. We were looking forward to some future plays that are going on here pretty soon. But we were like, you know what, let's just go down. We'll try out. We'll audition. We'll mess around. And sure enough, we landed the role. So we're like, okay, well, we're stuck with this now. And we're just... We're having a lot of fun. We got a good supporting crew, the cast members, all of them. They're all awesome. So, and I think we've got a really good show for everyone.
Appreciate your service. Thank you for that. And appreciate you all continuing that by, you know, putting up with us and my questions of and course. Hanging out with us and dealing with theater people and all those things. I really do appreciate
I've missed the theater scene. And it's something I've always wanted to do my whole life. So now that I'm slowly getting back into it, we'll see how it takes off. So
right on. Out.
Got plenty of them.
Right on, man. And thank you. Now, we're kind of reverse that question a little bit here. For those of you vets, you guys that have been doing this for a while, your second, maybe your 20th show or something like that. Evelyn, Wesley, I'd like to ask you guys what keeps you coming back to Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. And for the audience, I'm sure you guys can tell from their voices, you guys are a bit younger. You're probably the youngest people in the room here and everything. So I think that's noteworthy, and I'll come back to why. But why do you guys keep coming back? Evelyn, I'll start with you.
All right, so this is actually my third show with WRCT, and I will continue to keep coming back, and I will preach for everyone to try out, because it's just the community, the people here, they're so nice, and it's just, I feel so close with them. I jumped right into this theater here right when I moved, and just finding that community and those people, my friends, it's really great.
It's great to hear. Well done. Well done. And that's really good to hear. Wesley, how about you?
Well, the same thing Evelyn said. You know, it's good to be involved in the community that you actually do something and accomplish with, other than just the people that you work with. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we're here to achieve something that's greater than just having a job and getting money.
Well said.
You know, I want to be involved. Mm-hmm. Everyone should try to be involved in the community in some way.
I think you touched on something there that it took me decades to learn. And you know, I want to put in my community. I want to give back. How can I do that? I'm not a doctor. I'm not able to work in law enforcement or some of these things. This is the skill set I have. What can I do with this skill set to give back to my community? We find different ways to do that. This is one of the ways to use your skill set to give back to your community. It's a really good point to bring up, and one we don't get to touch on very often, man. And again, you got that way earlier than I did, man. Nicely done. Nicely done. Linda, as somebody who is doing their 959th show, somebody who's been doing this for a while, and this is not just me speaking, I've talked to many people about you and your career over the years, over the decades and everything. Your legacy is set. You have nothing to prove. You've done just about everything there is, whether it's on stage as an actor or even as a director. What keeps you coming back?
This is exactly what keeps me back. All the new friends that I get to make all along. And my probation officer told me I had to. No, I'm just kidding. I was off probation 2 years ago.
I missed you.
Seriously, I've met wonderful people here, and some of the best friends that I have are with WRCT, outside of my family, you know. And I just enjoy it so darn much. And seeing the excitement on the faces of new people when they get their first laugh or first applause is so worth it every time. Mm-hmm. It's great.
I appreciate that. All of you guys, thank you so much for that feedback and everything. Because while we're here to promote Drinking Habits, which you can get your tickets for, it's going to premiere this Friday, September 26th, Friday and Saturday this week. The new schedule, I had to double check, but 7 o'clock shows, September 26th and 27th, and you can get your tickets at wrctheater.org. While we're here to promote that and make sure that you guys have a great audience every single night, we want to also include new people to come down to audition and be a part of things at WRCT. I should legally remind or let people know, though, if you come out for a show, you will be back. You will come back, and you will come back again and again, as we have given you evidence of today. It's one of the things that we pride ourselves on at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. You're going to want to come back and take in these shows. With the rehearsal process, I always like to let people know about that part, too, because I don't believe that it is, while I don't make light of anybody taking an hour out of their day or their personal life, I do think that the time commitment that a show asks of isn't that much of a great big time commitment either. Linda, how often did you guys rehearse, and for how long?
We have been rehearsing Mondays through Thursdays from 6 until 8:30, depending on how long we need. This one, we're putting this one together in 6 weeks, so it's a good thing we got really good people here, but we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. We are ready to go.
Have you hit that that point, guys, where you're just, okay, give me an audience. I want an audience now. I'm ready to go now.
I think we're pretty close.
I think so.
Right on. That's such a good feeling.
Yes, it is.
And it's something that even if, because you got a good size cast here, even if there are cast members that don't feel that, that's contagious. And that's such a good feeling to have. I'm so darn jealous of you guys. I want to be on that stage so dang bad. I miss acting so much. If there are any local grade schools putting on plays and need a tree to just stand there, I'll do it. I just want to act. When it comes to that part of the rehearsal process, not that big of a time commitment, it's something to keep in mind, too, that when it comes to memorization, that can be something that can be difficult for people and kind of intimidate them sometimes from doing a show. I like to mention that I am a good example of somebody who's had multiple concussions and a number of different things and problems with memorization my whole life. I've been able to do this. I know that a number of people who have struggled as they get older memorizing things have been able to do this before. You're always going to have a supporting company in WRCT that's going to help you through that process. So that's something to keep in mind too. While there's nobody hitting that stage that isn't giving you everything they've got, this is local theater. It is community theater, and that should always be kept in mind that while everybody's giving you their A game, this is also something that we're all doing for fun. We're taking time out of our personal lives to enjoy ourselves, and we want to make sure everybody does. Again, if the cast is enjoying themselves, the audience is more likely to enjoy themselves. So that's something also to keep in mind with this. And one other thing that I think is really noteworthy, whether you've ever thought about acting or not, I've run into this a lot when I used to teach at Second City and a lot of the actors that I've worked with in my life. I've never met an actor who didn't start out nervous. And every good actor I still know is still nervous. I've been doing this job for over 22 years. Before jumping on the air with this team right here, including people that I've worked with many times that I've known, this is pre-recorded. I don't have to worry about live air. Nervous. Got nervous again before I hit the mics and everything. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, everybody. That's not a bad thing. It means you're engaged. It means you care. It means that it means something to you. The day that you're not nervous, that's the day to start worrying about things. That's the day to start wondering about it. So even if you're just thinking about auditioning or coming down to work behind the stage or something like that, and you're a little nervous, oh, we got you right where we want you. That's a good thing. That's a good thing, everybody. Want you a little nervous. Want you engaged and want you to be a part of this show. Linda, when it comes to this show, is there anything we should warn the audience about or anything like that? You touched on it earlier that this is a pretty family-friendly show.
It's a very family-friendly show. It's got characters that anybody will like. I don't think that there's an age group that will feel bored by this because there's a lot of action going on in this show. Mm-hmm. It's loud, it's boisterous, it's moving continually, not a boring moment whatsoever. I think everybody will love it. There's no weird lighting or anything that's going to trigger anybody.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun for everybody involved.
I really do think, I was talking about this off air and on air, I really do think this is such a great way to kick off 50 seasons of WRCT, our 50th year. That is so impressive and so awesome. I brought up and I started this interview the way I did on purpose, talking about the funding of the arts, because in recent years, especially going back to the pandemic, we've lost some of our local theaters. There are some local theaters, even in our area here, that are struggling to hang on. We need local theater. It is one of the greatest ways to not only for the audience to for community members to support community members and to entertain community members. But one thing I was touching on before that I want to come back to is what theater can do for people. The confidence it can build in people, the people skills that you can grow. There's so many different things that whether you've ever thought about being on stage or not, there are a million incentives and a million reasons to give theater an opportunity, give it a try, and see how it can benefit you in your personal life, in your day-to-day business life even. There are so many, I have evidence to show that, well, this leads to this. This is one of those things with theater. And, of course, keeping in mind that if you don't want to be on the stage, that's fine too. We're always looking for people behind the stage and behind the scenes to be a part of these things. So while you can't be a part of Drinking Habits, you can take in the show. We do want to say a big thank you to other cast members that weren't able to be here today. That made that sound much darker than I meant to. They just couldn't be here scheduling wise. I'm sorry. We send a shout out to them. Certainly want to send out a shout out to John Young, your guys' director. Appreciate the work that he has put into this as well. And real quick, I do want to, before we wrap up, I did want to mention that upcoming, I'm talking about all these opportunities for you to be a part of shows and everything, everybody. Well, White Christmas is right around the corner. The holidays production from WRCT. Auditions will be October 7th and 8th. You can get your audition sheet. You can find out more about that production by going to wrctheater.org. Be sure to go there to get your tickets as well, because it is coming up, everybody. It is go time. The first 50th season of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater kicks off this weekend, September 26th and 27th, with Drinking Habits. It hits the stage at 7 o'clock right there at the WRCT Auditorium. You can get tickets for that. Keep in mind that we have a new schedule this year as well, Linda, doing things a little bit differently. So we will have shows on, and this is the way it's going to be all season. We'll have shows on Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock. Or I'm sorry, shows on Thursday and Friday, 7 o'clock shows, and then a show on Saturday that is a 2 o'clock matinee. So that'll be the same way week to week. Both those weeks will be that way. So get your tickets for these shows. Keep in mind there are no reruns in theater. Every show is unique and different, so see multiple shows as much as you can and support this cast. You guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Break a leg. Enjoy yourselves. Say hi to the rest of the cast for me and everything, and I'll see you guys out on that stage.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Again, get your tickets for Drinking Habits. It premieres this Friday and Saturday, this Thursday and Friday. Get those tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. We'll be back with more morning, Midday Magazine. I do too many shows. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.